Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly update. There are just 7 more weeks left of legislative session, and we still have a lot to accomplish in those 7 weeks. One of our most basic obligations as legislators is to pass a balanced state budget. The House is in the process of finalizing their suggestions for the budget, and then the Senate will get to work on making sure that everything is balanced and looks good before we send it to the governor, probably in early May. Also, are very committed to protecting the wish and the will of the voters of Missouri. We are still hearing bills and discussion about undermining the will of the voters in regards to increasing minimum wage and access to earned sick days. And also, of course, still continued push to undermine the will of the voters in regards to access to a safe and legal abortion. This week in the State Senate worked a lot to help improve a few bills, added language to Senate Bill 152 that would help with compliance in regard to foreign spending in state ballot measure elections. I did vote yes on that bill, but I do hope that in the future, the Missouri legislature will expand that to also apply to other elections as well, not just state ballot measures. I think we need to make sure there's no foreign spending in any elections in the state of Missouri. Also able to add several provisions to Senate Bill 79, which is a Farm Bureau fake insurance bill. I voted no on the bill, got several improvements made to the bill. I still think that Missourians should have access to real insurance that actually covers them for the conditions that anyone would expect insurance, health insurance to cover them for. Some of the things that did go on the bill, though, that made it a bit better, there is now going to be a notice on this insurance to protect consumers from false advertising. So they're not going to be able to call it insurance because it's not insurance. The bill now expands access to birth control by doubling the length of the prescription. It also provides hearing aids and cochlear implants for Medicaid participants. It expands treatment and prevention for STIs, and it also adds protections for telehealth care services. And one other bit of cleanup is there's some cleanup language in there regarding forensic examinations to help sexual assault survivors, and also some updated language regarding mammogram notices. So the Senate Bill 79 voted no on it because it's still a fake insurance bill, but there are some good things in that bill. This week, I had a lot of visitors in the state capitol, which I love. Talked to the independent cattlemen. I talked to the Hispanic leaders of Greater St. Louis. Met with some students from Prevent Ed. A lot of mayors and city council members were in town, and that was great to see people from the district. I met with machinists, Mission St. Louis, the St. Louis County Police. So I had a great week. Feel free to reach out to me if you ever need anything. My staff, Emily O'Loughlin and Hannah Dolan, are here to help and here to hear your concerns. You can reach me by phone, email, or in person, whatever it is. So thank you so much for tuning in.